And joining us on the book club on Perspectives today is New York Times bestselling author Joseph Finder. Joseph is the author of the recent novel, The Switch, and The Switch is an incredible book. It's very interesting because it's something that we're all going through right now. We can identify with because what happens is this coffee roaster guy named Tanner, that's his last name. He goes to the airport and goes through all the things that we have to do. But then when he lays down his laptop, he picks it up, and when he gets home, he finds out something's different. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. Joseph, thank you so much for being with us here today.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
So let's talk, first of all, before I get into The Switch, let's talk a little bit about you, Joseph. When did you get interested in writing? Were you always interested since you were a child? Did you read a lot?
Yeah, since I was a kid, and this is something I found that's characteristic of a lot of writers, that you reach a point, you're usually around 8 years old or 10 years old or 12 years old, when you sort of discover writing novels. And for me, I actually discovered the novels of a woman named Eleanor Cameron, who wrote a book called The Wonderful Flight to the Mushroom Planet. And I wrote her a fan letter. I'd never done this before. And I got kind of a form letter in response, but on that form letter envelope was her real address. So I wrote to her, and I said, but what about my question about this, and what about this, and what about this? And she wrote back, and for the next several years, she and I sort of had this pen pal relationship. And that was the first time I realized that behind every novel, there's a person who makes the narrative decisions, who decides what to put in there and how to tell the story. And so that's really when I decided I wanted to become a writer, age of 8 or 10.
Oh, no, tell us a little bit about this this book that Eleanor Cameron wrote, because the title itself is very interesting.
Yeah, The Wonderful Flight to the Mushroom Planet was about a couple of boys who answer an ad, a classified ad in the newspaper, and they go to meet this mysterious man who gives them instructions on how to build a rocket ship. And they build a ship that actually is able to blast off, and they are able to discover a planetoid near planet Earth. And anyway, I don't want to talk too much about the story, but basically, it's this great adventure story that felt so real to me, I remember. It felt like it could have happened, and like maybe it did happen. And this is one of the things about writing thrillers, is that they all have to feel real. They all have to feel like something that really did happen. In fact, novels from the beginning were always about, they seemed to be diary entries, or they seemed to be letters, correspondence, epistolary stories. They always felt like this could have happened or this did happen.
And as I mentioned at the beginning of the interview, the fact that this one called The Switch is something that could very well happen because of everything that we go through with airport security. And
exactly.
I mean, you mentioned everything.
The funny thing is, the idea for this novel came to me when I was on book tour, and I was at an airport, went through security, took off my shoes and my belt, and put my laptop on the gray plastic tray, and picked up, on the other side of the X-ray machine, I went to pick up my laptop, and I realized it was identical to the other laptop that belonged to the person next to me. I almost took the wrong laptop. So what would have happened? Well, in reality, it would have been a big hassle. I would have somehow tried to find the person whose laptop it was and make a switch if possible. But in my story, I started thinking, what if there were something on this laptop that we were not supposed to see? What if there were classified information on there? What if this laptop belonged to someone in government who has access to classified information? And I decided that the laptop that my hero accidentally takes belongs to a U.S. senator, and she's sort of casual with classified information. She has downloaded some top-secret information onto the laptop. So it really becomes a sort of a chase novel. And we see things from the point of view of our hero, Michael Tanner, but also from the point of view of his antagonist, who he doesn't know, who is chief of staff to a U.S. senator who who is determined to get that laptop back no matter what it takes.
And you know what? In a way, I think we can all identify with some of the characters in some way. But the gentleman that you just mentioned, Will Abbott, he is also going through so much because he's a new parent. He's a chief of staff. He has all these responsibilities. And yet at the same time, you know, he has that moral compass that is going, what should I do? What do I need
right.
to do?
And how far will I go? How far will he go to get this laptop back? And it turns out, actually, pretty far.
And of course, we don't want to give away the story, but it's an incredible,
right.
incredible book. And before this, correct me if I'm wrong, is Guilty Minds the one that you wrote right before this?
That's right, exactly.
Okay, that one was also kind of creepy because, you know, this guy's just going over there to that bar and then all of a sudden, you know, bam. Tell us about that story. How did that come about?
Well, Guilty Minds is actually, it's a story about the power of gossip on the Internet. A Supreme Court justice is about to be written about in an article in an online website that does gossip. And the article is going to reveal that the Supreme Court justice had an affair with a prostitute, had seen a prostitute, rather. And it's not true. But my hero, Nick Heller, who's been in three of my books so far, he's hired to disprove this story, which means talking to the Supreme Court justice and trying to find this call girl who is allegedly was involved with the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. So it's sort of a ticking clock in that book where Nick basically has to find the truth before the false story comes out and destroys the reputation of the Supreme Court justice.
We are visiting with New York Times bestselling author Joseph Finder. Joseph's latest novel is The Switch. The Switch is a story about a coffee roaster, Michael Tanner, and he's on his way home from a business trip when he accidentally picks up the wrong laptop at the airport. And when he gets home, he finds out that it belongs to a U.S. senator. And from there, things just get more and more interesting. Now, you talked about thrillers and the fact that, you know, you have ordinary people in some of these thrillers, and in actually all of your stories, The Fixer, Suspicion, Killer Instinct, Paranoia, they all feature ordinary people. However, they face some extraordinary circumstances. And of course, as you mentioned, you as the author, you have the ability to chase that, put down that narrative, and you take readers for some wild rides.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I mean, you know, I'm always intrigued by stories about regular people because that means that we as the reader can identify with the character more easily. And so that what happens to the character could happen to us. So it feels very close to reality. It's the sort of thing that Alfred Hitchcock did in his movies. Regular person gets involved in extraordinary circumstances, or the wrong man gets involved in something. Mistaken identity stories, for example.
What about, because you mentioned social media a little while ago and the fact that a lot of young people are using Facebook and many people will say, do you have this? Do you have that? No, but I have Facebook. And the fact that Facebook is often used to promote books, to promote especially audiobooks, and audiobooks have really taken off and they're getting people to listen to some of these thrillers. And because they're no longer just read, they're dramatized like the radio dramas of the 1940s, 50s.
Yeah.
Tell us about how you feel as far as the audio dramatization of your novels.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of audio. You know, audiobooks are like being told a story when you're a kid. And my dad used to tell me, he used to make up stories, kind of scary stories, and tell me and my brothers at night. And I sort of think that I became a writer because of that, because I wanted to tell stories in the same way. So audiobooks are even closer. It's like the origin of storytelling in mankind, where it was basically the storyteller would tell a story around the campfire. And so audio is just sort of taking it back to the beginning, to the roots of the story.
And I would imagine, at least in my case it does, the narrator plays a big role in the book and how it's told. And of course, you know, with your dad telling you stories, you know, dads, it's our dad, so they do a great job. But when someone else is listening to a book, that narrator plays a big role.
Yeah, the narrator is really important. And I have auditioned a number of people for my books. I've had only a couple of readers. And I'm trying to remember the name of the reader for my most recent novels. But he did a really good job. And it's important. I mean, the voice has to sound real. The accents have to sound real. If it's a male character doing a female voice, that has to somehow feel real. So audio is great. Audio is, it feels like it's authentic. It's like, it's how the story was invented in the first place.
Tell us a little bit about your characters, because as you mentioned, you've used Nick Heller in some of your stories, in previous stories. And so do you have pressure from the publishers, or do you have to have a certain amount of stories featuring that character or a certain genre? How does that work?
Well, my publishers are pretty easy with me. They sort of feel whatever the next book is fine. When I finished writing Guilty Minds, the Nick Heller story, I suddenly had an idea for a standalone novel, and that was The Switch. And in fact, the next book I'm writing is also a standalone novel. So I'll sort of, depending on what stories come to me, that's the next book I'll write. So my publisher, you know, that I have a, Nick Heller has a pretty good following, and I like to write, I love writing the Nick Heller books, of course, but I alternate because the stories, the kind of stories that I can tell are different. When you're writing a Nick Heller story, he's an expert. He is a private spy. When I'm writing my standalone novels, these are about ordinary people in extraordinary circumstances. And the kind of story that you can tell using an ordinary person is different from the kind of story you can tell using an expert or a specialist. So they're just very different kinds of novels.
We've been visiting with New York Times bestselling author Joseph Finder. Joseph, his latest novel is called The Switch. And Joseph, what is the, do you have a webpage or a Facebook page that people can go to find out more?
I do. It's both, in fact. My website is Joseph Finder, F-I-N-D-E-R, josephfinder.com. And on Facebook, I'm on as Joseph Finder, and I've got a pretty good active Facebook page as well.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here today, and I look forward to interviewing you regarding your next novel.
Thank you. It's great talking with you.
Thank you. Have a great day.